Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Steel Wars call-in show. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And I am actually in the security line at D23 about to go through security for the sleep out line for the Last Jedi panel. Handling our paneling this evening is none other than the Strudman, Eric Struthers. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm good. Jason's on the line next to me, but I feel like he's picking up a bit of my feedback. Jason Ward, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. I can also see you. You're next to me in line.
All right, cool. I'm at D23.
Eric, we're about to go through security, so why don't you take a call, and then we'll come back when I'm through security.
Right on, man. Nothing can go wrong here. We'll do it.
Okay, just put me and Jason on hold for a second, and then we'll come back once we're through.
Very good. See you, man.
I'll keep listening, so be on your best behavior.
Oh, I will. All right, kids, we are going to go to area code 925, which I believe is our buddy Dom Gaspy. Dom, are you there?
How's it going, Eric?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Not too shabby, not too shabby. Sounds like you guys are having a good time, getting the show all going and everything.
They're probably having substantially more of a good time than me. But, yeah, man, this is cool stuff.
Right on. What have you seen so far that you like?
I'm not there. I'm in St. Louis. No, man.
I saw a picture of you. Okay.
Oh,
my bad.
It was probably Fabio or something. I can see where you get mixed up.
What have you been seeing online that you like, though? Anything?
Oh, man. I haven't really paid too much of attention to it. I'm waiting for tomorrow, and then I'm all in. How about you? What have you seen? What have you seen that's grabbed your attention?
You know, the Star Wars Land is kind of the big ticket right now, I think. Everybody's going nuts over that. And, you know, everybody wants to find a way to shrink themselves and put themselves in the model, I think, and not wait until it's actually open. That'd be pretty cool, yeah?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's going to be crazy. I made the crack say to somebody that, yeah, you could go ahead and get in line now, and it would be an accurate simulation of what the wait's going to be like once the place is actually open.
Yeah, it's going to be insane. I'm not sure if they're going to do, I mean, have you heard anything about whether it's going to be like, they're going to be exactly the same at Disney World and Disneyland, or, you know, I'm kind of thinking Disney World's so much bigger, you know, maybe they'll have a lot more to offer there. I don't know.
Well, that's what I would automatically assume, but I haven't heard anything. So anything I said would be completely more of a wish-based scenario than any sort of fact whatsoever.
Yeah.
So what's your estimation for tomorrow? You think we're going to get a behind-the-scenes reel? You think we're going to get a trailer? What do you think we're going to get?
God, I would almost think they've gotta go trailer. I mean, if they've already said they're not doing anything at Comic-Con, then I have a feeling this is their, you know, the movie's real coming out party. I mean, Celebration was crazy, but, you know, putting it on for, I mean, it's Disney's own thing. I gotta feel like it's gonna be the trailer tomorrow, which would be great.
It would be great, but it makes me nervous, man, every time something new gets ready to come out. Like that. It's like, oh, please, God, let it be good. I mean, I don't think it won't be good, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I saw speculation about behind the scenes and you know, because based on the order they'd done stuff last time, but, you know, I think it's going to be the trailer. They've had, you know, with all the kerfuffle about, you know, Han Solo and Lord Miller and Ron Howard, I mean, I almost figure, like, they probably said, all right, look, we got to put the trailer out. We got to do it now.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about that, man. I'm thinking, I don't even know what to think. So let me ask you this, Dom. What is on your mind in Star Wars today?
Well, it's funny. A lot of times when I call, I'm sort of like, well, I don't really have anything specific I want to talk about, but I just, you know, kind of want to just talk. But today I was watching Force Awakens on the way home on the train, and something I hadn't really stuck out to me before until I saw it today. You know, the Resistance base, they've got, you know, R2 is like such a beloved character, and they're, you know, he's basically like the, you know, a family member, and, you know, he's been honored by, you know, Padme and all that, but like, he's just, yeah, he's out of commission, but they've got him like covered up like in an attic, dusty, you know,
yeah,
with a throw rug all over him.
I think so.
You know, if he's like a valued member of the family, you know, I don't know, don't just cover him up and stick him in a corner. Like, you almost get the impression he's like a neglected elderly grandmother they're just kind of waiting on.
You know, we watched that today, actually, me and the kids. And, hey, Steel.
Oh, hey, man, am I back on? Yeah.
Yeah.
I this is it. This is the first ever live report from the D23 security line. It's secure, you guys. It's secure.
First hand account, man.
Yeah, this is we're pioneering new frontiers in podcasting. If you want inane nerd news, this is it. I just went through security. I'm now going down an escalator to go into a dungeon to sit for the next 12 hours.
Man, you are living the dream, my friend.
I know. I should sound how you sound.
I sound great, man. I sound great.
You picked up the pace. Before, when you were struggling with the switchboard, it was like I was feeling bad. But I have to say, Dom's. I'm here with Brittany from San Diego. Are you on the phone as well? Okay, so Brittany's actually called in on her phone. Jason's up the escalator on his phone, and we've got the Star Wars Underworld guys on the escalator. This is like if you were impressed by the low levels of Star Wars media, this escalator is a who's who of no one. It's very impressive, you guys. So me and Brittany were listening to Dom's little riff about that we all want to shrink around to go in the Star Wars land, and we were giggling. So congratulations, Dom. Very
straight down.
Very amusing.
Is Jason far enough away from you to bring him back on?
Yeah, he loves to stand right near me at all times, but I've told him to go away from me so we can do it.
All right, I'm going to cut to him right now.
Are you guys?
Jason Ward.
Here?
Yes, sir.
I left. Can you hear me?
We can. We can hear you very well.
We're now in this line trying to get into the gold member area because our homies Brittany and Rusty from San Diego are helping us.
Gold member? That's the wrong franchise.
It's the most popular, and it's also...
Yeah.
So if you want to go to Steel, you're going to go straight down.
Steel just fell off again. So anyway.
Yeah. So
what have you seen so far today,
now,
Jason?
And this is my rules.
It is.
There are new rules. They're called Jason's rules. Steel's not the boss.
Hell,
I'm the
yeah.
boss. I'm the champion.
Wait, I got cut off. This isn't fair.
And Steel is a gatekeeper, and I'm here to say once and for all that I had all the original ideas for Star Wars, and that Steel just copied most of what he does from me.
I know. I just didn't want
to. And Australia is not even a real place. It's made up in a TV show called Lost on
HBO. Oh, truth, my man.
Dude, that was me. I am Steel. I simply a ventriloquist. I created him. So how's it going, Mr. Eric?
It's going great, man. We got our buddy Dom on the line. You may have met him at Steve's live show. Jason, what's the best thing you've seen far today?
The Star Wars Land model was amazing. I mean, she was just so pretty and so nice and so smart.
Well done.
It was really cool, though. I mean, I made a video of it I'm going to put on Making Star Wars that's about 30 minutes long. And it's just, but I didn't feel like I was excessively filming because there was so much little details to look at. If that makes sense.
It totally makes sense.
Hey, how close were you to get to it?
It's a lot like a train set, if you will, like a big train set. And so, we're at the edge of the table, you know?
Oh, okay.
Right up onto it. So, it was cool.
Nice.
So,
right now we're getting our gold member bracelet. Mine is slightly more gold than Steel's. Steel's is more of a urine yellow, whereas mine is like 2-3 PO golden.
Yeah,
like lasts forever. Classic.
Oh, left hand.
Left hand. See, it's left hand. Steel, come on. Steel doesn't know left from right because in Australia it's backwards.
Does he know the trick about making the L with his hands and the one that looks like a correct L is a left?
I'm just going to say no. Now that it's my show and my rule, no. He doesn't know it. Although, I guess
so Jason,
we could have a Struthers coup right now. It could become Struthers' show.
No.
Struthers'
I won't do that, man. I won't do that. I won't do that. I have too much risk for you, man. I'll let you just take off with this.
Struthers for brothers in need.
Okay, settle down. So, what is your speculation? Right, what's your guess for tomorrow, man?
I just don't hear a lot of exciting things. So, I don't know. I mean, originally we thought it was going to be a sizzle reel.
Right.
Now we've heard that this might not be the place for it. But I don't know what to expect now.
Thank
you. For Last Jedi. Really? I'm just kind of lost. I don't even know who I am anymore. Sorry about that.
At what lengths are you willing to go to cause a huge scene if you don't like what happens tomorrow?
Murder.
Whoa.
Assassination. Just whatever it takes, man. That's how I do it now. I mean, that's how I got this show. You know, I convinced Steele that he should get one of those prepaid cards at 7-Eleven, and he did. And I called up a 1-800 True Fan to get my Star Wars Insider subscription renewed, and I used up all the minutes. Now it's mine.
Devious stuff, man.
What, Brittany, is that it? Brittany almost lost his dove pass. All right. They're moving us again. If you went to Star Wars Celebration 2015, we're in the area where they have the medical badge line underground at Anaheim. It's giving me post-traumatic stress disorder being here.
And if you weren't they're in a building.
We're in a building. And they have They got some fruit snacks set up. We got some people sleeping next to us. They're going to hate us because we don't sleep. We just want to live forever.
What do you guys
we're pretty good. I was pretty good before I got here, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a couple drinks. Said hello to a couple friends. Made a couple new enemies, Normal day. Normal day stuff.
Right on. Making Steel Wars after dark.
Just living my life,
Now, Dom, do you have anything you want to throw at Mr. Ward while we got exclusive access to him?
I could throw something, but I don't think it'll reach him down in the alley. just have a good time and we'll be watching.
Dom, did you have a question? I didn't even hear it.
Oh, no, I was just shooting the breeze with Eric. I'd mentioned something about I saw R2 on Force Awakens. I was just kind of noticing that he was covered up in a dusty towel, sort of like you put your antiques in the attic in storage, and you know, if he's such a revered member of the family, you know, treating him almost like that neglected elderly relative and just kind of sticking him in the corner and waiting on him.
Well, Dom, drugs will do that. Yeah, it's kind of a bummer just to see him there, just under a blanket. What was he supposed to be doing? Defragging his hard drive?
Exactly.
But then again, maybe that was kind of nice. Maybe, like, when you defrag your hard drive, you want a little bit of privacy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like robots going to the bathroom, you know? By the way,
yeah,
funny story.
He just had a little something extra he had to work out on that one.
When we were here in 2015, at this exact spot for a celebration, Randy had a little too much to drink before he got down here, and he went into the bathroom over here, and then he just never came back. And then he came back, like, before we went in to see the Force Awakens panel, because he had been sleeping in the bathroom the whole night. Nobody bothered him. They were just like, this is your house now.
It's kind of like when Ray shows up at the base and R2 wakes up, you know, the Force Awakens.
It was like it called out to
him. Right on. Well, I'm going to let other people have a turn. I've kind of had enough time, I think. And you guys have a blast. And good talking to you, everybody.
Thank you, patience, my man. All right. Steel, are you there?
I am, Eric. How you doing, buddy?
We're fantastic,
man. Get off my show.
It's so weird. I just tweeted out a picture of me and Jason. We have to stand like 10 meters apart so we don't get caught up in each other's line because the microphones like are too sensitive. It's so weird. So we're in this giant basement now. It looks like where Bruce Wayne kept all his Batmobile in one of those Batman films.
I think it's a little more like Highlander. I feel like McCloud and you're the Kurgan, and we're just taking enough space because we're about to face off.
Oh, we're about to face off, all right, buddy. And the weird thing is, because of the way this internet thing works, Jason's mouth is on ahead of I hear him. Mouth moves a second later. The model, Eric, have you been checking that out online? The model of the Star Wars land?
Yes, it is super cool. Super cool. Jason was telling us he shot some good video of it. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, well, I was lucky enough to interview for the blog pod today the executive producer of the entire project, which was really fascinating. I was so fascinated with the model, and I'm like, how long did the model take to make? And he's like, oh, about 18 months. And I'm like, so did you make a scale? How long did that one take to make? And he's like, oh, about 3 months. And I'm like, did you make a scale model of the scale model of the scale model? Just
bummer, really.
No, he was delightful. And he did hint at that there'd be some media surrounding the ride. So the park. So there'd be like maybe a novel or comic books and stuff like that that sort of expands the story like before you go to the park.
By the way, if you haven't seen the model yet, you better go see it tomorrow morning early, I hear. Because I'm a King Kong it. I'm a Godzilla it. I'm just taking the whole thing down.
Oh, wow. I'd love to see King Kong in a flannelette shirt and sunglasses stomping his way through. It's like these new King Kong movies are so crazy. I never knew that King Kong movies. It's amazing.
So Steel, real quick before we take the next person, what is your guess for tomorrow? What are we going to get?
So, buzz is not high on much stuff. I think I'm going to see a lot more of Finger Ross than I am of The Last Jedi. I'm a bit worried. I think we'll get maybe a behind-the-scenes thing. I don't know. Either way, I think it's better to go in with a low expectation because then you're going to walk out impressed. Do you know what I mean? Like, the Rogue One panel at Star Wars Celebration London, like, you know, we sort of walked out a little bit, So, like maybe I will go in with low expectations and they'll show some sizzle clip of Luke Skywalker igniting the green and life will be over. Who knows?
So you're saying that people should go into that tomorrow with hopefully the same way they came into this call-in show.
Very good, very good. Maybe not that high.
We got some people stacked up on hold here. We are going to go to 973. 973, who are you and where are you calling from?
This is Katie. I'm calling from Jersey.
Katie,
hey, Katie,
from
how
Jersey.
You doing?
I am solid. I love the late night one. It's like 1:30, almost 1:30 over here. So this is fun. I like this. This should have been making Star Wars. I know Jason knows it. But all this stuff coming on about this being Mark Hamill's best performance ever is making me slightly nervous. Only because I hear Dark Side Luke, and that's what I think when I hear that.
What are you hearing about Dark Side Luke, Jason?
I heard all of that stuff for Seven, and it was true. I'm thinking that his performance is just going to be more complicated than it ever was. Like Luke is a wonderful character, but he's pretty simple, you know? And I think his life is finally going to be complicated. Like, he actually has a choice to make that's not like, oh, be the most evil guy in the world or the best guy in the world. He has to, like, you know, decide, does he want to continue on this history and stuff like that. So I'm hoping it's just because he's so, like I said, more there's more real-life choices for him to make. And obviously he's made life choices in between Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens, but we're going to finally kind of see him making them, I guess, on the spot, if you will. That's kind of my take, but...
Yeah, I guess, you know, his best acting performances are when he's struggling, you know, in Return of the Jedi towards the end, you know, when he's battling the dark side, as it were. So I don't know if it definitely, or you should insinuate it being Dark Side Luke. And I don't know. I have a hard time seeing Rian Johnson do that. I think it's more like playing by my rules, Luke. Or like he's just so over it, Luke. I have to say, we're in this bunker, and there's these giant plasmas every 10 meters, and they're playing this Disney movie so loud, and this movie, it seems to be about two wolves that like to bark a lot. So I'm not sure if you're hearing the wolves bark, but we're accidentally, it's not our fault, Disney, but we are pirating your film now on Blog Talk Radio. So a bit of a shame.
Those TVs don't have any sound. That's actually Don from Star Wars Underworld just partying hard.
I think the great thing is we're going to get a great Mark Hamill performance. So I am, like, that sort of excites me, like, regardless of what he's going to do. And I'm sure one of his most moving moments is when he finally does lift up that hilt and ignite the green. I think we can all agree on that.
Yes, absolutely. I'm just worried that they're going to do that force thing that I'm terrified of them doing. We're like, anything that's just, wow, what's that?
It's a Dom, sit down. Sit down, Dom. Weirdo.
That was like malicious. Okay.
No, I'm telling you, that's a Star Wars Underworld. Like, you bring them anywhere, you're just going to be right.
Oh, my God.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Gosh, Yeah, no, I'm just afraid they're going to be like, well, what Palpatine saw with Luke turning, it didn't happen then, but it will happen now, and it's like that whole thing, you know, that the Force completely, you know, there is no free will in the Star Wars universe, and that terrifies me. I don't think they're going to do it, but yeah, I mean, I'm with you guys on the Mark Hamill thing, and hearing that we're going to get a great performance, and that he's going to be like the wise mentor figure. Like, I don't think we got anything that's what he was going to be before, just from what, you know, Daisy has said and stuff. But yeah, I'm just hoping he doesn't turn or something anymore. But
yeah, I think a turn would really. I don't think he'd be the only one turning. Do you know what I mean? I think there'd be millions of Star Wars fans turning. Like, come on.
Wouldn't it be weird, though, if he did turn, and he's like, oh, Kylo went to the dark side. Bye, Kylo. I'm going to stay here. Oh, no, I'll join you, like, a few years later after I meet Rey. It's kind of complicated.
Yeah. I think when you put it like that, like the math of that, I think while he might not be instantly heroic or let's go save the galaxy, I don't think he's going to turn dark. I think it's like, I actually, when you think about it, it's kind of like the whole theory about Mace Windu turning dark side and becoming Snoke. Like, it doesn't fit with the character and like his adversaries.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, I was having a beer with Ash Frozen in the bar before, and she was like going, oh my God, you wouldn't believe it. I was just here having a beer, and Mark Hamill came down the escalator, came past and said hi to me. And I gave her this really blank, sad look, and she just goes, oh, that's right. I ruined your life. And I'm like, yes, Ash, yes.
Stop. I'm the one who said it was as sad as The Lion King, because it is.
I'm okay, guys. I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm not. That's fine. I'm glad you're okay.
What did you think of the model?
The model, so I'm really glad it's like one of the dirtier settings. It looks like kind of, you know, that they could have done one of the more polished ones. I'm glad they didn't go that route. Like they did the, like the Star Wars, like kind of more traditional, you know, like it looks like a mix between like Mos Eisley and Tatooine a little bit. And, you know, you see kind of some of the resistance based stuff in there. So I like it. I like that new that they're doing the media to go along with it, because, I mean, that was the only thing for me when they were like creating another world that didn't exist yet. Like, part of it was like awesome to stick to anything and get it like perfect. But at the same time, it's like, okay, well, you know, like me, like I wanted Umbara because I love Umbara, but that's okay. I'm really excited to see it, and, yeah, I don't think there's anything bad to say about it.
Yeah, it seems like they're going to make, like it's going to fit into the canon why the Millennium Falcon's there and that sort of thing, which is cool.
Yeah, I'm also interested to see where the, because I heard about the AT-ATs being inside, and to me it sounds like something inside is going to be like that kind of the polished thing instead of like kind of the more resistance-based type look. So I'm interested to see how they throw that too.
Out the front, they've got this big hammerhead, an Athorian, that's going to be one of the creatures in the land, and it looks amazing. The giant head, it's pretty exciting.
Sweet. Yeah, no. I'm interested, though. So I'm really confused right now with, like, what's going in Disney World and what's going in Disneyland. I've not seen a concrete answer on that, and I don't know if I just missed something.
It's supposed to be the same thing. Yeah, the guy said they'll be configured a little bit differently. It's going to be, like, the exact same experience, the different, like, size of the land, like, you know, one's wider or whatever.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I heard somewhere that, like, you could die in the Millennium Falcon ride. Like, obviously not literally, but you could just fail the mission. I don't know if that's true, but that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
everyone, you can pilot the Millennium Falcon, and there's different, like, each time it's different. So there's different, like, yeah, results to your ride, your experience.
That's cool.
So, man, this movie, I don't know what it is, but get it off. I don't know if they're going to, like, remember Eric, we were at Celebration and the DJ came out at, like, 3 in the morning?
Oh, do I? It's my favorite moment.
Well, I think they're going to top that by just playing Disney movies all night really loud.
I bet if you look at the model, though, there's, like, a downtown. And there's downtown. Brittany Brown probably wants to talk about that part.
Okay. Let's see if we can get Brittany on the line, Eric.
Aha. Okay. Brittany, is that you?
Hello. Oh, yes, it is. Hi.
So I should point out, I should paint a picture for everyone listening. There's now Brittany, I can see her at the other end of the hall, and then in the middle's Jason and me, and we're just three people trying to stand up or enough apart so we can talk to you, Eric.
Well, I mean, you know, this is great use of technology right here.
Justin A. Rodriguez tweets, not going to lie, sounds like a theme park for cell phones.
Love it.
Brittany, have you been having a fun time? You've been our line leader.
I've had a good time. This is like my first thing, so it's like I'm excited. I couldn't sleep at all last night because I was so excited. So, you know, hell yeah.
It's just not like another day at the casino here, is it?
Heck no. This is like a whole new world to me.
A whole new world. So, what do you think, Brittany? What are you hoping to see tomorrow in the panel that you are currently lined up for?
Ewoks. Lots and lots of... No, anything The Last Jedi, specifically. You know, anything, a sizzle, anything. I'm just excited for whatever... The, oh, accidentally hit your chair, I'm sorry. Whatever. Yeah, just whatever they give us, I'm excited to see.
You're so full of it. All day in line, you're just like going, I can't wait to see this Black Panther footage.
I love me some Black Panther. Yeah.
What's been your highlight so far, Brittany, of standing in a line?
God, my highlight was my brother Rusty coming over and telling me how he saw Andy Gutierrez really drunk at a bar.
God, telling tales out of school here.
Yeah, it was funny. Like he left for a while, and I was wondering if he got lost or something. He was gone for like 30 minutes, and he came back and with Billy, and he's like, "Yeah, I saw Andy Gutierrez. Like she was really nice, but she was really drunk."
I only had about 3, and I was pretty good. I don't drink that much. I think I might have been able to take her.
Well, I saw Pete Townley in the bathroom shooting up heroin, so I don't want to start any rumors. But
I honestly saw George Lucas giving hand jobs in the hallway. It was just gross. he just needed the money. Bad investment.
It's so weird that we're all in this room, but there's this delay. So I see Brittany talk, and then I hear her like 2 seconds later. So it's the worst thing is to look at the other person because it totally throws you off.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why I just talk at people.
I never noticed if anybody talked or not.
Do we have any more callers that aren't in this room, Eric?
We've got several. Brittany, we want to hear all about how your time is. I'm going to put you back on hold so you can stay in on the action even though you're right there with it. We are going to go to 614. You've been on hold for about 40 minutes. 614.
Hi, Eric. Hey, it's Rebecca from Perth.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Rebecca. I am still sick.
Oh,
I've,
no, that's
since the
terrible.
Last time I called into the show, I've been sick, and I'm still in bed sick.
Still sick? More like
there's
sick of
something up.
Still,
yes.
Right?
No, no, there's something on with my midichlorian count or something. I don't know, but we'll get there with it. But, Eric, you're doing a wonderful job trying to herd the cats of this podcast. But there's one thing from D23 that's been on my mind. It's come up in media, it's come up on the podcast, and still, I just need to know on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being blinking Ewoks, 10 being ignite the green, how is it that the Banana Lounge is working out for you?
Ah, the Banana Lounge, it's pretty good. I'm not sure if you saw that photo of me on Instagram, but I'm loving the Banana Lounge. It was perfect this afternoon. It's a beautiful hour. 7.5.
Okay, I don't know if it's just me or if it's everyone, but I can't hear a word that feels saying, so...
Oh, can you hear me, Eric?
I can't. Well, you sort of drifted off there, my man.
Oh, okay. But you can hear me now.
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, I'll stay still. Sorry, everyone. You're going to have a great time editing this, Eric.
Oh, I don't think it'll be hard.
Delete. Hey, no, we're all good.
Anyway.
We're having a fun time.
Cool. Look, my little statement for this podcast, I think they're going to show the trailer. I'll leave it
Ooh.
At that.
All right.
Have fun, everyone.
So.
I'm going back to sleep
feel
now.
Better. Feel better soon, Rebecca.
I hope so. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Bye.
Well, we got another 614 right here. 614, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey everyone, this is King Tom. How are you guys doing?
Yeah.
King Tom.
How's it going, Jason?
It's been an interesting show, and you know, I've been following stuff here and there. It's been posted throughout the day, a lot of stuff about Star Wars Land, and I know they have a lot to cover, but it's not really feeling like the from official stuff at least that The Last Jedi is the priority here. You wouldn't really think that they have a movie coming out in December. Is that the sense that you guys there feeling, or am I just interpreting everything wrong?
I would say you're pretty spot on with what's being vibed up at the moment. They had all these props out the front of the Star Wars Land display that I mistakenly thought were for The Last Jedi, but they're all for Star Wars Land. And, you know, like maybe after, like tomorrow morning, you know, hopefully the dialogue will change, but I'm not confident about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was that... I saw... picture of a resistance turret or something that was you're saying that like something like that was for Star Wars Land, not for Last Jedi.
Yeah, any of that sort of any of the props like the little speeder or the A-wing or the resistance suit, that's all for Star Wars Land. That's not for The Last Jedi.
Oh, okay. I mean, it looks. Don't get me wrong. It looks cool. But I know I'm going to be going to see The Last Jedi a lot longer before I go see Star Wars Land.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Like I talked about this at the start of the blog pod today that I did have a weird feeling with the with this event and how much The Last Jedi would stand out at it and. Yeah, it's weird. It is a weird... D23 is... It's really strange. Like, it's sort of, like, really really big and glitzy, but sort of small and kitschy at the same time. And there's, there's a few mega panels, like the animation they had today, and, you know, tomorrow we've got the live action, but there's not really that much going on, unlike San Diego Comic-Con, where there's, like... you know, 30 panels going on at all times. So it's been interesting. But as someone that's just gone here, this is my first one, it's you know, it is a lot different vibe than, say, San Diego Comic-Con or Celebration.
Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like, you know, hearing, reading tweets and listening to articles, but I'm glad I'm not alone in that.
Nah, I think you're actually spot on.
And the banana loungers?
Oh, I can't wait. I'm hoping to slip out to grab a few beers, and then I'm going to be banana lounging it up.
Good. I'm glad they're working, because they've been hyped for quite a while.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, this is a bit of a, you know, with all the noise, it's a bit hard. But we will be doing some podcasts throughout the night from banana lounges, and so we'll have some like a bit clearer.
So King Tom, if you were gonna have your way, man, and you were there, and you could decide what was gonna happen at whatever they're queued up for tomorrow, what would you have?
I would totally go all. I would have, you know, I'm guessing they have an hour long their panel because they have to share the stage with everything else. I would do maybe 5 minutes on animation, 5 minutes on Star Wars Land, and then blow everything out, Last Jedi. I really wouldn't even concentrate on Han Solo at this point. I mean, don't get me wrong, I want to know what's going on with Han Solo, I want Han Solo information, but first and foremost in my mind is Last Jedi. Yeah.
This is why you're the king, man.
As far as Han Solo stuff goes, I think that there's a chance that we'll get Ron Howard via Skype, and he gives us the title of the movie or something like that. I think there's a chance.
Oh, that would be cool.
I definitely think they'll want to drop some positive Han Solo surprise. But as far, I don't think in the panel they're going to talk that much about the park, because tomorrow afternoon there's a big Disney park panel. And I think they're going to save some reveals for that. In fact, word on the street is they might reveal the name of it tomorrow.
Oh.
And when I asked the guy today the name, he said that that's not being released yet. So maybe it's sooner than he let on to me. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. The yet meaning everything right there.
Yeah.
I also want to say, you know, the pictures of that pinball machine or the game, they look pretty sweet that leaked today, and congratulations to Jason for getting another thing right. So it's nice to see that he's been right about everything and that everything looks great. So I like seeing stuff like that, too.
Tom, can you just chill out? I've got to hang out with him for the next, like, 24 hours. And
oh, my
hey,
God.
Remember when Tom said that nice thing to me? That was great.
Yeah, yeah. You know he's not actually a king. That's just an internet title. He's not actually royalty.
He's royalty to me.
Internet title.
Well, King Tom, thanks, buddy. I'm going to put you back on hold. We got some people piled up here. And stay in the chat. I might need you to tell me when somebody gets out of line.
You got it, Eric. Thanks for having me. Have a great time, everyone.
Bye, Tom.
See you, man. All right. We have area code 201. You've been on hold for about 4 days. 201. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Rob from New Jersey. How's it going, dude?
Robbo.
How's it going?
Robbo, man.
Robbo, go easy on Eric. He's having a tough time trying to get his way through this.
What? I didn't. I'm being nice to Eric.
Hello, Eric. That's great.
For now.
For now.
I don't know.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, this is quality podcasting right here. You got the line noise. You got the awkward silences. You got the feedback.
But it gets better with the awkward.
Yeah, I didn't even hear that. Yeah. I'm just going to assume that was really, really witty, and it was a bon mot right there.
No, he just said that what Tom said before was true, and that, like, it's pretty cool. All right, he's on the spot now. you may speak on your own show.
He's at the spot? He's at the speaking spot?
I think he's in the sweet spot. I think he's in the sweet spot.
He's in the sweet
he's
spot.
He's, like, right in between the cartoons and the pillar.
He's, like, standing on one foot. He's got, like, the phone kind of, like, raised up above his head.
Yeah. I'm actually at E5. If anyone's looking for me, I'm at E5. Jason's at E6. It's hard because it's loud by the TVs, but the TV's got the best reception.
Right.
So you guys are in a big
line. I tried going
line.
Behind them.
What I've gathered is you guys are in a big line. You're going to be there all night. And you have no idea what you're actually in line for.
Yeah, we're Star Wars fans.
Could be anything. They're going to, like, reveal, like, Luke's new haircut, I think. That would be a big news, right?
John,
it's like a bowl cut. Very, very 90s. You heard it here first.
Yeah, like Rivers Cuomo from Weezer style?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, he's reliving the childhood he never had, in a way. Man, how crazy would it be if, like, we all got to see The Last Jedi and we realized it's just, like, a Star Wars version of the movie Hook? With, like, Robin Williams and like, it's like Luke Skywalker goes back to Jedi Neverland and has to, lose weight. And...
So what is Rose our new Rufio? What's going on here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she looks like she belongs, right? I think this could work.
What we might do is we will end the Jason and Steel portion of the podcast, and we will leave that for the iTunes listeners on demand. And now me and Jason will make the reception a lot better and leave it to Eric, who's doing a stellar job, and he might take the rest of the calls for the Patreon bonus callers. What do you reckon, Eric?
Let's do it, man. Totally cool.
Okay, well, I just want to say it's been a very fun experiment. It's the first ever podcast live that's gone through security, which that has to get some, like, mention in the Guinness Book of Useless Facts. And
the things I got through it will be podcast history.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to keep podcasting all night for episodes that we'll put up later on the weekend. And Eric, thanks so much, man. And I'll let you go through to the bonus time.
Right.
Thank
on.
You, Eric.
See you, kids. Later, guys.
All right. Play friendly, Rob.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
I have no idea what's going on. I heard about 15% of that. But
yeah,
I think
it was tough,
left.
Man. Yeah, it's you and me. It's the Robbo and Eric show now.
All right.
So we're in the bonus section, and so what's on your mind, Star Wars, Robbo? What do you got, man?
I was kind of what King Tom was saying earlier. I was thinking, like, I wonder what the likelihood is that we're going to see, like, a little bit of behind the scenes or something from Han Solo, just like show people that it's not, like, I feel like they might want to prove that it's not totally off the rails, that there is a movie there and they're just finishing it up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.